news and more, including state-by-state reports on the nation's premier youth organization. This is FFA Today on Rural Radio 147.
Well, hello and welcome to this week's FFA Today. I'm your host, Janet Atkins, and thanks for joining us. Well, we get things started with a few reminders. First of all, the CDE-LDE certificate deadline is approaching. Now, due to the Labor Day holiday, the deadline has been extended to this coming Tuesday, September 3rd, so make sure to get all of those materials in. Also, the National FFA is in need of LDE speaking judges. You can head to FFA.org to access the nomination form. And, of course, also keep in mind that the coaches or advisors of students are not allowed to judge in the same event. Also, check out the latest lesson in the FFA Blue 365 series. That's Blue 365. Improving Lives Part 1 is available. These lessons bring innovative technology, science, research, and entrepreneurship into the classroom, and of course also highlight the innovation and technologies transforming agriculture. You can find them now at FFA.org. And finally, the National FFA Alumni and Supporters Advisory Committee is seeking applications for representatives from the Central and Western FFA regions. Now, these volunteer positions are three-year terms with paid travel for a training meeting in February, the National FFA Convention and Expo, and state visits. The Advisory Committee members have an opportunity to represent more than 500,000 FFA alumni members as they discuss how to best support students, teachers, and, of course, the National FFA's mission and vision. Those applications are due on September 3rd, and you can email those to alumni at FFA.org with any questions. Well, Tractor Supply Company is partnering with the FFA to raise awareness about their national convention with an exclusive t-shirt. That's with 100% of the proceeds supporting the organization. Joining us now with more details is Skyla Laporis with the Tractor Supply Company. Skyla, thanks for joining us today. First of all, let's start with some background on the partnership between the FFA and TSC and, of course, how it came about.
Yes, thank you all for having me. Tractor Supply has a longstanding partnership with FFA simply because we, too, believe in the future of agriculture. Our partnership with FFA gives us the opportunity to invest in our nation's youth through hands-on, meaningful experiences. We're dedicated to the continued success of FFA chapters nationwide and have developed year-round programs to support them. For the sixth year in a row, we'll be selling limited edition FFA-themed t-shirts leading up to and at National FFA Convention and Expo. We've raised over $1.15 million for FFA through this t-shirt fundraiser alone, which was started in 2014. In addition to the FFA t-shirt campaign, we support FFA chapters through our Grants for Growing fundraiser and competitive grant program, which takes place annually every spring. Grants awarded support project-based or experiential learning opportunities to grow classrooms, chapters, and ag awareness. We invite local FFA chapters to in-store events year-round as well, where customers are able to support and learn about chapter needs.
So tell us about how you chose the design for this year's shirt.
So we really wanted to focus on the official logo for this year's national convention. If you look closely, you'll notice molecules at the top, and these represent the innovative side of FFA. And at the bottom, you'll see golden rows of crops, which serve as the tip of the hat to traditional agriculture.
Well, where can our listeners go if they'd like to get their hands on one of the t-shirts?
Customers can purchase the t-shirt for $12.99 plus tax at any Tractor Supply store. It will also be available to purchase online with an in-store pickup. The shirts will also be sold at National FFA Convention in Indianapolis this October. The fundraiser is only going on while supplies last, so be sure to stop by your nearest TSC to grab a limited edition shirt for you and your family members.
All right, that's Tractor Supply Company marketing specialist Skyla Laporis. Skyla, thanks so much for joining us. And now shifting gears to another longtime FFA partnership, Firestone Ag Tires, who shares the story about the importance of family and FFA with the winner of this year's Rooted in Farming contest, Andrew Lover, in Rockwell City, Iowa.
I first heard of the FFA at the dinner table. So my dad was talking about raising money to build a new FFA building for the students to have welding and automotive projects and diesel mechanic projects. And so he would talk about that and also talk about his experience in FFA and my grandfather too. And so then I became involved and interested in it as well. My name's Andrew Lauver from Rockwell City, Iowa. Over half the population used to farm, and that's what our country was built on, was immigrant farmers. And then as agriculture has built, a lot of those folks have gone to town to take on great jobs there. But we have less farmers, but we still have to have that same efficiency and sustainability on our farm. My brother and I know we wouldn't have what we have if it wasn't for the efforts of my grandpa and dad. And so one of the ways that we've done that is through the Conservation Reserve Program. And we've enrolled 50 acres into a grassland program to benefit the wildlife. Growing up with my parents, they were both very involved in the community. And so I saw how hard my dad worked on the local FFA board to ensure that students had a good experience. It's very important to me to carry that legacy forward and then also just continue to grow the farm as well and provide an opportunity for the next generation. And 4-H and FFA both have been just incredibly important in developing both my brother and I as we found our passion for agriculture. The future of farming is dependent upon the young people. They're building that future of agriculture, and FFA is an integral part of that. If we don't have a strong agriculture education system, then we won't have a strong foundation to stand upon as American agriculture. To know that Firestone's been supporting FFA as long as my grandfather has been farming and my father too, we know that that brand will be there throughout the time of our farming career as well. And then our children too, then they'll have the chance to farm and for them to go forth and know that they can depend upon Firestone to keep the farm running. My family's been farming since the 1880s here in the U.S. To be the fifth generation to farm in the family is certainly exciting.
I'm Kevin Lauver. I'm actually a fourth generation farmer, and I've been farming now 30 years.
It's an investment, you know, as a family to put new tires on the combine. And so for us to win this contest, I just can't express in words, you know, how much it means. But the best face I've seen was my grandpa hearing that we'd won this contest. And it made his whole spring season just to hear that we had those to then harvest the crop in the fall with the new tires. We've just been so appreciative of the new tires for us. Our old combine tires were probably around 15 years old, and so it was time to upgrade to some new tires.
They're wonderful, and it couldn't have been timed any better. We were looking at replacing the tires on this machine, on this combine, actually this season. So we might have been able to get one more year. You know how farmers are in economic times, but literally within the next 2 years, we were going to replace the tires. In agriculture, adversity is always a part of it. It's been very wet here, so we planted early, the end of April, and then May 5th, we rained out. We didn't go back and plant until June 3rd.
This was one of the most challenging years we've ever had, especially in my recent memory and farming career. And so the tires and the performance of the Firestone tires is incredibly important. And just the weight that's put upon those tires is pretty significant. And so we need traction and also reduce compaction. And we didn't get stuck once, but I know we had a number of neighbors who did. And certainly we rely on those Firestone tires to help get us through challenging conditions. And having that peace of mind is really, really helpful.
And to learn more, just go online to firestoneag.com. Well, stay tuned. We're off to the Evergreen State coming up on FFA Today. And welcome back to the show. Now we hand things over to FFA Today contributor and host of the Off Farm Income podcast, Matt Breckwald, who introduces us to Cotton Booker, a Washington State star in agribusiness and champion auctioneer, who is setting records with his fast-talking skills.
Joining me now is Cotton Booker, and he's just getting ready to start his senior year at Colfax High School in Colfax, Washington, where he's going to be serving as his chapter's president. Cotton, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Yeah, thank you, Matt. It's a pleasure to be here.
Hey, you bet. I am looking forward to the conversation. There's a lot of fun stuff we're going to talk about. Now, you're in Washington State. Where is Colfax? Where in the state are you?
So we're about an hour south of Spokane there, and we're kind of in the heart of the Palouse. We're about 20 minutes from Pullman, so in WSU territory. We're just kind of where the county seat of Whitman County here in eastern Washington.
All right, so you're 17, and you're getting ready to go in your senior year. And how long have you been part of the FFA?
I joined my freshman year going in. I figured it would probably be a great deal for me, as I've always loved agriculture growing up and been a part of agriculture. I was in 4-H before that, and then going into, they just kind of rolled into it as I became of age.
Okay. Now, at some point, you decided to become part of the officer team. When did you make that decision?
I ran at the end of my freshman year, so I've served my sophomore year. I served as the chapter sentinel. My junior year, I served as the chapter treasurer, and then this year, I will be serving as chapter president.
Okay, very cool. Well, what made you want to be part of the officer team? I mean, there's already so much going on with the FFA. Why add to it?
I've always kind of liked to give back to my community. It's something that's been a big part of my life growing up. I figured with joining the officer team, I could have a little bit of say in what we do as a chapter for our community and what we can do in the future for our community. So it was a lot of community service had to go in and involved to it, but also just the fact of being able to run such a great organization inside of my school, I figured that would be something that I'd love to be a part of.
And what are some of the things that you want to accomplish while you're the chapter president?
I'd like to kind of start. We haven't done a whole lot of fundraising for our chapter as it is. I'd like to maybe start a auction and dinner kind of for our chapter and get it out for everyone in the community to see what Colfax FFA has to offer and what amazing things that we can do. Just stuff like that. I'd like to do, as I serve as the chapter treasurer, I saw that we could increase our profits over the next few years and some things that I thought we could do. So just some more fundraising activities and also giving back to the community when we do have those means to do that with our fundings. You know, Matt, growing up, I've always been around the auction industry, and as an auction, being part of the auction family or networking opportunities, you get to go out and see what you can do on a daily basis for your community members and what you can do for them as they bring their stuff for you to sell. And not even just that, it's just benefit auctions that we've done in town and just stuff like that that's always just been given back to the community because it's a big, big part of things.
Well, very cool. Well, let's talk about what you've been doing for your supervised agricultural experience. So what is that?
Yes, so my supervised agriculture experience has been agricultural auctioneering. As I mentioned earlier, it's just something I've always grown up. It's part of a family business that we've ran since, it was started by my grandpa back in the day, and my dad and his brothers have kind of taken it over, and now it's kind of, I've kind of got up and old enough to be a part of the business, so that's what it is. What I do is just basically any auction or anything that people have contacted me about, I go and help them with. We have obviously our family has an auction company, but I have personally done some stuff on my own that's been pretty cool, and I'm excited for what the future has to hold.
Very cool. Now, you're going into your senior year. Have you just done everything learning on the job, or have you gone to an auctioneering school?
In 2015, I went to the Worldwide College of Auctioneering in Mason City, Iowa.
How old were you at that point?
I would have been 13 when I went. So I was the youngest person in that class.
Now, there's been some awards that you've come into by doing this, right?
There is, yes. I recently, in May, I was named the Washington State Star in Agribusiness for my SAE project. So that was a very big honor, and I was so shocked when I actually got the award.
That is awesome. Well, good for you. That's really exciting that happened. And so does that mean that you're going to be competing at the national level this fall?
It doesn't. I wish it did carry over, but there's just the national level doesn't have the star in that category, I guess.
And now I'm reading something here in my notes about you being the International Junior Auctioneering Champion. Am I reading that correctly?
Yes, I was named in 2018, so not this year, but last year in Jacksonville, Florida, I was named the 2018 International Junior Auctioneering Champion. That's something I competed for 5 years to try to win the deal, and I finally got it done, and it was just a unbelievable. That was a great day for me.
Congratulations. Wow, what an award.
Yeah, thank you.
How many other junior auctioneers were you competing against?
I was competing against six that year, but this last year I served as an ambassador for the NAA. That's the National Auctioneers Association, mm-hmm. as their kind of their champion. And this last year, in the NAA, we grew the competition to there was nine competitors at the internet, and that was in New Orleans. And another kid happened to win it from Indiana. And after you win it, you can't compete anymore. So
okay.
I got to hand the trophy off to him, and that's kind of how it went.
Very cool. Well, what other opportunities has auctioneering opened up for you?
You know, while I was the 2018 champion, I got to attend the Burt Jackson event. That's a collector car auction in Scottsdale, Arizona. And I was the youngest auctioneer to ever sell on the Burt Jackson stage. I got to help out ringside with them, too, while I was down there for two or three days. And that was something that big that kind of led me to. I've got to sell some purebred cattle sales with my dad across the west here.
Mm-hmm.
Been very cool. And like I said, I got a club calf sale coming this September. And I've been contacted about maybe doing a purebred sale by myself later on in October.
For everybody out there listening, they might be familiar with the Burt Jackson automobile auction, but not quite know it. Explain to everybody where this is profiled and how big a deal that is.
Yeah, so Burt Jackson is a auction company that does a lot of collector car auctions across the United States, take place at different times, and it's just a consignment deal for everyone's collector cars. A lot of celebrities take their cars there. It's just, mm-hmm. it's a big time deal.
How did that open up to you? Did you apply to go do it? Did it have to do with winning the International Junior Auctioneering Championship? I mean, how did you get that opportunity?
It kind of does have to, I wouldn't say it goes with winning the auctioneering championship, but it happened to be I won that year. And one of my cousin, who actually, she won the international auction contest at the same year that the lead auctioneer for Burt Jackson won the contest.
Mm-hmm.
And they've kind of been friends over the years, and he's a good family friend of ours.
Well, so here you are, you're going into your senior year. And you've got these awards behind you, you've done all this prestigious stuff, and now you've got your chance to kind of shape your chapter the way you want to see it go. What's next for you after high school?
I plan on attending either Walla Walla Community College for 2 years, and then transferring to Oklahoma State University, or just going straight to Oklahoma State University. I haven't really decided mm-hmm. yet.
So what do you want to do? What do you want to major in agriculture?
I'd like to major in agribusiness with, okay. and I thought about maybe doing a minor in communications, but I don't, or ag communications, I guess mm-hmm. it would be, or ag journalism, one of the two. I know I want to get something in agribusiness. I just haven't decided if I want to minor in anything.
Got it. Well, let's do this. For another student that's just getting ready to start the FFA, just start high school, they're considering FFA, what advice would you have for them when it comes to the opportunities to serve their communities through the FFA?
I let them know that it's, don't be scared. There's nothing to be scared about. Just get right in and do it, because looking back on it, high school is so short. Mm-hmm. The last 3 years for me especially went by so fast, and I know this one's going to go by fast. Just get in. Don't let the opportunity pass you. You'll regret it once high school's out.
Awesome. Well, Cotton, this has been great. I loved hearing your story. Love your heart for community service. And yeah, you're very humble about all your accomplishments. I like that too. Thank you so much for sharing this with us today.
Well, thank you, Matt, for allowing me to be on your show. It's a great deal that you're doing here.
For FFA Today, I'm Matt Breckwald.
Thanks, as always, to Matt for that story. Well, don't go anywhere. Hear how one member's creativity is giving him a competitive edge at the local fair. That's just ahead on Rural Radio 147.
For every FFA member, there's a story waiting to be told.
And that's exactly what FFA Today is about.
Stories from and about FFA members.
And showcasing their hard work,
creative energy,
love of community,
and passion for agriculture.
All the things that make the FFA great.
FFA Today,
a new weekly program
from and about FFA members
and their inspiring stories
each week
on RFD-TV.
Well, thanks for tuning in. And finally this week, Blue Ribbon Stories reports on FFA student Colton Cortes, whose homemade livestock feed gave his market hogs a bit of advantage at the Northwest Washington Fair.
I've been for the Lennon Christian FFA for 2 years, since I was in eighth grade. I chose to raise a market hog because a lot of my friends were going to do it, so I wanted to join them and have fun with them at the fair. I kind of learned to raise the animals from my uncle, so he kind of got me started raising chickens, and then he slowly got me into market pigs, and I really enjoy that since, so I'm sticking with that through high school. I buy my grain by the bulk. So I buy it out of a semi-load from my grandpa, who owns a dairy farm. So I grow sweet corn, and I've rolled, dried my own kernels and ground it and mixed my own ration. And I took the nutrition labels off of the normal show hog feed that everyone buys at the co-op, and I matched the nutritions up and made my own ration. It's about 8 times cheaper. Last year I had one of the heaviest pigs in the FFA chapter, and I spent $56 when everyone else spent about $350. So I made it a lot more efficient, so then my profit is more. I learned to raise a hog from my FFA leader, Garrett Van Weerdhuizen. He kind of helped me. Especially my first year, I was kind of lost, didn't know what I was doing. So he kind of helped me with the steps on how to show and how to, the most efficient way to raise it for the cheapest price. We work well together, and yeah, he helps me out a lot, especially with feed. He stops by about every day and checks in, makes sure that everything's going good, makes sure the pig's looking good. My tips to a new kid, it would be as far as judging, always keep your eyes on the judge and walk in a triangle pattern so that the judge can see all the sides of the pig. And, you know, never hit the pig with your cane in the ham or in the head. It's a lot of fun. We sit and talk during stall duty and get to hang out and have the excuse that we have to clean the pig pens. So they get to come over to my house and help clean the pig pens, and then end up staying for the rest of the day. Mostly I get to hang out with my cousins. I get to be at the fair every day. I get to just hang out and make memories at the fair like we've done since we were little. I'm 15. I go to Lennon Christian High School. The career I'd like to go into is own my own corn chopper and custom chop for dairy farmers around Whatcom County.
Well, that'll do it for this week's show, but if you have something that you'd like to share on the program or an idea for something that you'd like to hear more about, just let us know. You can shoot us an email at ffatoday@ffa.org or give us a call, 855-RR-147. That's 855-776-1147. Until next week, I'm Janet Atkinson with FFA Today on Rural Radio 147, Sirius XM.